listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
There's a definite chill in the air tonight, Ben. With Halloween just around the corner, this is the kind of spooky, atmospheric evening that makes you think of classic horror stories.
And there is no story more classic, or more tied to the spirit of Halloween, than Bram Stoker's Dracula. He is the ultimate creature of the night, the archetype of the modern vampire. We see him as this timeless, supernatural monster whose only goal is to drink blood.
He's a Halloween icon. But knowing these stories as we do, I have a feeling Stoker wasn't just trying to write a simple monster story to scare his readers. What was he really tapping into?
Which brings us to our central question. Is Dracula really a book about a vampire?
It's the perfect question, because the book is so much more than a simple horror story.
The first thing to understand is that, for all its gothic atmosphere, Dracula is a profoundly modern novel. It's obsessed with the cutting-edge technology of its time, the 1890s.
That's not what I would expect. How does technology play a role?
The story is told entirely through letters, diary entries, and official documents. But these aren't just handwritten notes. Mina Harker uses a typewriter. Dr. Seward records his diary on a phonograph. And the heroes use blood transfusions to try and save Lucy. The entire plot is a race where the heroes use the latest scientific and administrative tools, telegrams, train timetables, medical science, to track and destroy an ancient, superstitious evil. It's a story about the anxious modern world confronting the darkness of the past.
So it's science versus superstition. That's fascinating. But why is the threat coming from Eastern Europe? Why is Dracula an invader?
And that's the second key point, and it's a deeply political one. The novel channels a powerful late Victorian anxiety about immigration and reverse colonization. Think about it. At the height of the British Empire, when Britain was busy colonizing the world, this story is about an ancient, powerful aristocrat from a primitive Eastern European land who invades the heart of London.
He's the ultimate unwanted immigrant.
Exactly. He buys up property, he moves silently through the city, and he begins to corrupt and colonize English women, turning them into creatures like him. It's a powerful metaphor for the fear that the cultures Britain had conquered could in turn invade the homeland and infect its society from within. It's a story about the fear of the other.
That makes the story much more unsettling. You mentioned the corruption of English women. The sexuality in the novel feels very overt, even for today.
It is. And that's the final, most famous interpretation. Dracula is a powerful metaphor for Victorian sexual anxiety. The entire novel is throbbing with repressed desire. The vampire's bite, the exchange of blood, the way he transforms prim, proper ladies like Lucy into wantonly aggressive and sexual creatures of the night, it's all a thinly veiled symbol for what the Victorians feared most.
And what was that?
The unleashing of female sexual agency. In a highly repressed society that demanded women be pure and submissive, the vampire vampbook in the book are predatory and assertive. Dracula represents a dangerous, foreign sexuality that threatens to break down the rigid social order. The hero's quest to stake the vampires through the heart is a brutal act of reimposing that conservative, patriarchal order. For a perfect Halloween scare, the novel isn't just about a monster. It's about all the hidden cultural and psychological monsters the Victorians were terrified of.
A perfect summary, Ben. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive games, summaries, and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.